Tom Conis started his career in the assessor's office nearly 25 years ago.
My job is to place values on buildings and land that is then based on your tax bill.
And how do you do that?
Depends on the type of property. A lot of the more normal parcels, of course, we have look at comparable sales and try to then get the value in that range.
Sometimes there are no comparable sales. For example, one of Conis's assignments, the former Kaiser Aluminum Complex in North Spokane. That makes the assessment a little trickier. And when the valuation is made, people who disagree with it sometimes make a trip to the courthouse to give the assessor a piece of their mind. Conis says that's just part of the job, and he defends the role of the assessor's office as a necessary part of the structure of county government. He has served under several assessors, and now, a quarter of a century in, with his latest boss leaving, he's decided it's his turn to give it a try.
I'm not sure that I know why I want to be the head guy, other than I do have the experience and the knowledge in the office. I think the transition will be a smooth one. Right now, the assessor's office is performing at a pretty good level. We rank at the top in just about every statistical category the Department of Revenue, who oversees all the assessor's offices, tracks, and we're doing really well.
He says the assessor's office is a professional office. Its people require formal training, and it's best run by someone who has had that training.
I'm not a politician. I've never wanted to be a politician. And there really is no room for politics in our office. Everybody that comes into our office should be treated the same, no matter what party or whatever they're affiliated with.
Conis' opponent is Leonard Christian. He's also a Republican. He retired from the Air Force and went into real estate sales. He also served a year in the legislature as a replacement for former Spokane Valley Representative Larry Krause. Christian was defeated when he sought to be reelected to that seat. He says others had approached him in the past about running for assessor, but he declined because Horton, a fellow Republican, held the office.
When I found out she had announced she's retiring, it became an open seat. Then I got another phone call, and it's just like, okay, well, let me look at this a little bit more. And then I started going down the list of what they do, and it's just check, check, check. I mean, it's a business position. You know, you're, again, managing the budget, a $3.4 million budget of the taxpayers' money.
Christian thought it was a good fit for him, so he filed to run. He says the people skills he developed as a realtor will allow him to improve the customer service of the assessor's office. Christian is a member of the county's Board of Equalization, which considers tax appeals from property and business owners. He says Spokane County has one of the highest appeals rates in the state. He says that highlights the need for better communications from the assessor's office.
I've been dealing with people's issues, you know, a good portion of my life. And I find that most people just want to be heard. They want to, you know, be able to sit down with you and explain their issue. And hopefully you'll be able to resolve that.
Christian says he supports a full review of the appraisal process to make assessments more frequent and more accurate.
Homes are sold on average across the nation once every 5 years. So why are we not taking that sales price and assigning that the assessed price when it's sold? If it's an arm's length transaction, they had a fee appraisal, they had somebody who's certified and licensed in Washington State go in the home, paid to look inside the home, and not just sit out in the front street and take a picture, look in the home, come up with a value of the home. We disregard that value of what the actual home sold for.
Leonard Christian is one of two Republican candidates for the Spokane County Assessor. He and fellow Republican Tom Conis are squaring off in the August primary. Since they're the only two candidates in the race, they'll also run against each other in November. You can hear our full interviews with the candidates on our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org. Click on the Regional News tab. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.